Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Ayin Dalet in Maseches Psachim. It is the 397th daf in Shas, the beginning of the 7th Perek of Psachim. And we will discuss the way the Karban Pesach was slaughtered, that and roasted more specifically. Particularly our Mishnah will discuss how it was roasted, that it was roasted on a piece of wood from particularly a rimon tree, and the Gemara will discuss the advantage of the rimon tree. Then, the Gemara will analyze the lines of the Mishnah that says it was roasted with its intestines inside of it, tucked inside of it, the karban. The Gemara will discuss the appropriate way it's supposed to be wrapped inside of itself. The Gemara then gets involved with the issue of roasting the karban when it still has blood in it. Then the Gemara introduces the idea on the bottom of Amin Alf Gom Tam Abayz of Kiboiloi Kach Paltoi, and that's why we assume that the blood in the roasting actually exited. The Gemara then discusses the halachos of dam in food items like meat and eggs, and this will take us all the way down to the end of the Yomim. So let's begin Beis Hashem, the new Perek. Ketzat Tzaylenes HaPesach. How does one roast the Karban Pesach? Mivin Shvud Shel Rimon. He brings a spit of a pomegranate tree. V'chatcha L'soch Piv Ad Beis Nekovaso. And he sticks it through the lamb's mouth up until it comes out through its back. V'noisin is Krovas Pnei Amev L'tocha. And he takes the intestines, as the Pasuk says, Kamen Rashi Tzli, Eish, Rosho, Al, Kiro'ov. And they're placed inside, Div Rabbi Yosef Gliri. Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Kimim, Bishul, Uzeh. Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that, because if you put the intestines inside, then it will come out, it's as if you're cooking the intestines inside the actual man, animal. El Toyin, Chutzalab, rather, it's hung outside. Mishnah continues, Ein Tzalines, HaPesach, Loyal, Ashfud. However, Pesach cannot be roasted on a metal spit, velo ala askala, nor a wood called askala. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok disagrees. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel shamar letevi avdoi. Rabbi Gamliel instructed Tevi's servant, save it's lein lanu es haPesach ala askala. He instructed him to do it on that type of wood. Gemara will discuss the pros and cons of all of the above materials for roasting Karban Pesach. Comments of Gemara, v'neisi shel mateches. What is the problem of using metal? Answers the Gemara, you can't use a spit of metal. I did the chamik tzasai cham kulo. If part of the metal spit becomes hot, then all of it will come hot. V'komotvi machmas hashvud. Then the animal will become heated up, not because of the fire that's lapping at it at the roast, but rather the heat that was absorbed by the metal. V'rachman amr tzliyesh v'loy tzli machmas davar achar. It needs to be roasted by the actual fire itself. Asks the Gemara, why use a pomegranate? V'nesi shel dekel, bring a dekel tree. Answers the Gemara, I did this leishivi, since it has these small furrows, mapik maya, then water comes out. V'havim kimavushal, and it will come out that little bit of water will cook the Karban Pesach, period. V'nesi shel teina, what about figs? Says the Gemara, the wood of fig tree. I did the mechucha, mapik maya, v'havim kimavushal. Same thing, that it will be open. There are parts of it that is porous and will have water come out. Similarly, the Gemara asks, V'nesi shel alon, shel chruv. Chruv we know is a carob tree. Shel shikma, a sycamore tree. Why not those? Why particularly rimon? I did ispe kitra, since it has small branches, mapik maya, water will come out. The Gemara asks, shel rimon nami ispe kitri. But the rimon also has these small knots of separate branches. The Gemara answers, shi kitri. Those are separated, and Mefarshim explain they don't need to be cut off to cause water that comes out, and it could be put into the animal without disturbing to be and needed to be cut off. V'ibayzim, if you want, we could say benafka barshasa, that when it's 1 year old, when it comes to ribon, the lespe kitri, it doesn't have small branches. Asks the Gemara v'ika be paske. But what about the top of the spit where it ends that causes water to come out? Answers the Gemara, Demathik le the Poske le Bar. When they put the animal
on the rimon's piece of wood, the top hangs out. Period. Masis in loka Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is not follow Rabbi Yehuda. San Yehuda Omer. Kishem shishvut shel eitz eno nisref. Kach shvut shel mateches eno marsiach. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you don't have to worry about the metal getting hot, like we learned in the Mishnah, and then cooking the carbon Pesach and not from the fire. Amrulo zecham mitzasov cham kulo zecham mitzasai eno cham kulo. Wood won't cause the rest of the spit to become hot, and metal will. We learned in our Mishnah, v'naisein is krov, you take the intestines according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and you put it inside. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, koryehu tuch. He would put the insides inside. In other words, he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Tarfin koryehu gdi mekulus. And Rabbi Tarfin did the same thing. Koreu over here means he called it. He called this toch toch because he put it inside. And Rabbi Tarfon called it the helmeted gedi, because everything was stuffed in to the carbon and it looked like a packed helmet. What is a gedi mekulus that you're not allowed to eat as a carbon Pesach today? In other words, because today you're not supposed to eat the meat on the night of Pesach, the way the meat of the Karban Pesach was made. Our custom, of course, today is not to eat sli, any roasted meat. The Gemara in Mokum Shinagu describes kol shetzlo kulo ke'echad. If it's cooked, roasted all together like this, gedi mekulos. Nechtech vimenu ever. If already a limb was cut off, it hadn't been roasted as one, nishlak mimenu eiver, or a limb was cooked, so then ein ze gedi mekulos, it's not considered gedi mekulos, and according to that custom described earlier on Daf Nun Gimel, it would not be a problem of eating it bizman hazeh. Asks the Gemara, Ashri Yeshloma, now that we learn nechtach mimenu eiver, that if a limb was cut off, even though it was roasted with the rest of it, then in such a case, it's no longer considered aser because it's not, it hadn't been entirely roasted together. Nishlak mi boy, do we need to tell us that if an aver was boiled? Certainly, even when it was just removed and not boiled, it's not part of the iser, bizman haza. So certainly, if it's been boiled, the chiddush is, if it's boiled all together, nevertheless, it's still okay. Amar Rabba, hay mul yosa, this stuffed meat that has other meat that was stuffed inside of it, sharya. It's permissible because once it's stuffed, then it no longer resembles the carbon Pesach. Now Abaye asks a big question that is going to take us into a new world as far as the halachos of dam. Omer le Abaye, 6 lines from the bottom, even 5 lines from the bottom, v'kabola dama, but if you have meat on the outside, stuffed with meat on the inside, and the meat on the outside hasn't been kashered, removing its salt, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Just last night, someone called me up. This question is not asked very often at all, about instances where people kasher their own meat and shaylus as far as that was concerned. Little did he know that it was today's daf. Amalei kibolo kach polta. Just like the meat on the inside will absorb the blood from the outside, so too it will expunge it. This idea, kibolo kach polta, which is an important yisod in Yoredeya, can be proven with the following. They would place the intestines of the animal inside the Karban Pesach. My time, how could they do it? What about the fact that the insides have blood and it will be absorbed on the outside? Lav mishum, they're meaning kibolo kach polta. Amri, maybe from there it's not proof. Shani Yasum, Kivan the Ika base Shchita de Mechalchel. Since there is the base Shchita that is opening, Meidiv Daivi
the blood drips down. Rashi says when it's hung in the oven and the opening of the Beis HaShchita hangs down, so then in such a case, the blood naturally falls out in that direction. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof that this is effective. Nema misayele, that if it's hanging down, then the blood will come out. We learn in Chulin Adaf Kuftes, in a Mishnah, Halev Koyroi, the heart of the animal is supposed to be torn open, Umotzi is Damo, and the blood comes out. My time, excuse me, Loi Karo, but if he doesn't tear it, Koyroi La'achar Bishula, so then he could even tear it after the cooking. Umotzi will still be acceptable. Aye, what about the fact that the blood will then go into the rest of the meat? My time, Alam Shun, Namrina Kibolo Kach Polto, that we say, no, that even though the other parts of the meat will absorb, they'll also expunge. Our whole shaila was about the blood being absorbed into the heart and then eating it. Shani lev dishii. The heart is different because it is smooth and it does not absorb. And therefore, even if it's cooked beforehand, it's not going to be a problem. Asks the Gemara, v'aravin saba, Ravin who was a saba, tafle ahi, bargoizlo l'rav. He prepared a chicken by tafle, by putting it with a cover of flour. V'amerle and Rav said to Ravin Sava, imali tifli, if it's good, havli vechel, I'll eat it. Aye, what about the fact that it had not been salted and the flour would absorb the blood? Answers the Gemara, ahi b'smida, we're talking about a crumbly type of flour, demafrir, that spreads apart. Since it easily spreads apart, so then on that we say kibolo kach polta. Asks the Gemara, v'arav ikla levei reish kusa, Rav went to visit reish kusa, v'tafle le baravza, and they made for him duck. Amalei, ide chazise, dizig, kizug chiyura, lo achli mine. If not for the fact that I saw that the sauce of the duck was entirely clear, in other words, there were no signs of blood, I wouldn't have eaten from it. V'isak daitach kibolo kach polto, ma'ir yikizig. Why does it need to be clear? Afilu kilo zignami. Even if the rotav was red, the sauce was red, and that shows that there was blood, but nevertheless, anything that was taken into the meat, we say kibolo kach polto, was expunged. Answers the Gemara, hasam b'chiyurta d'shar. There we're talking about where it was covered with a thick flour, and that thick flour would absorb. And therefore, there we would not say kibolo kach polto, but on the meat itself, we would v'hilchasa, d'smida bein asmik bein lo asmik shari. Crumbly flour would always be permissible, because we say kibolo kach polto. D'chiyurta, but if it comes to this thicker flour, easy kazuza chiyura sharya, below aser. If it's clear, it's permissible. Otherwise, it's going to be aser. Dishar kamachim, other flours, asmik aser. If it's reddish, it's aser. Ilo asmik sharya. But if it's not reddish, it's going to be permissible. Haimel yusa, the stuffed meat that we learned about before into another meat, the one who holds that it's aser, that we learned on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, afilu pumel tzachas, even if the carbon is face down and the blood could run out, nevertheless, we're still choshesh and it's aser. Uman deshari, and the one who holds it's permissible, afula pumel il, even if it's up, it's going to be permissible. V'hilchasa mul yasa shari afilu pumel il, we paskin like the lenient opinion. Period. Now the Gemara discusses blood, the context of machlokas between Ravacha and Ravina, umtza bei umizriki, meat, eggs, and the sinews in the neck, and more precisely the veins that have blood, pligi ba Ravacha Ravina. That's machlokas Ravacha Ravina bechol haTorah kula. Rashi explains the expression here is to emphasize that wherever they argue, you'll know on these three issues of whether they're usher because of the blood. Rav Acha goes lechumra, says the Gemara, v'Ravina lekula, v'Hilchasa k'Ravina lekula. We follow Ravina's lenient position, levar mahani tlas. Except in these three cases, then it's the inverse. The Rav Acha lekula, v'Ravina lechumra. Ravacha comes out lekula, and Ravina is machmer. V'ilchasa k'ravacha lekula. And we follow the opinion of Ravacha, who is the lenient opinion. The Gemara now tells us what to do with blood that is seeped into meat. Hayumtsa de asmik. You have a piece of meat that is red. Chatche umalche. You cut it open and salt it. Afilik de reshari, and one can be mavashal it, and there isn't a need to roast it to get the blood out. Shafte bishipuda shari. For that matter, you could put it on a spit and roast it, and then the blood will ooze out. Meidiv daiv, because the blood oozes out from the piece of meat when it is roasted. Achte agumre, but if it's placed on coal, pligabar ravacha ravina. Then we have machlokis between ravacha and ravina. Chad osar v'chan shari. One prohibits, one allows. Man da osar, the one who prohibits, mitzmas samis. The meat tightens up and absorbs it. Uman da shari, the one who permits, mishav shoiv, the blood is oozed out from the meat. The meat allows it to come out. V'ilchasa mishav shoiv, we're lenient and say that the blood oozes out even when it's on the coals. V'chein bei, as well as eggs, chatchinu malchinu, if there is blood that is found inside, they cut it and salt it, afil l'kdera, and one is allowed to put it even into a pot. Aryan, that would be permissible. Both halinu b'shupuda, you're also allowed to hang it on a spit and roast it. Sharyan, that would also be permissible. Why? Meidiv daiv, because the blood runs out. Achdinu, if you
place it agumre on the coals, pligi be ravach ravina, that again is the machlokis. Chad osav chan shari, man da amasar mitzmas. Some is the one who prohibits, says that the meat tightens up and holds the blood in. Man da shari, the one who permits, mishav shav, says the blood oozes out. V'chei mizriki, as well as the veins. Chotche, if you cut it to molche, afiluk de rishari, cut it and salt it, then even into the pot it's permissible. Talya b'shipuda, if you hang it on the spit of base hashchita, l'tatoi, with the area of the shchita hanging down, then shari it's permissible, meididav, because it flows out, achte agumre, but if you put it on the coals, pligi ravach ravina, charas v'chan shari, man dosa mitzmas tzamis, uman deshari mishav shav, one who prohibits says that the meat holds in the blood, and the other one says that it allows it to flow out, v'ilchasa mishav shav. 8 lines from the bottom. Hai umtsa de asmik. If there is a piece of meat that is reddish, chalye osir, and its secretion is going to be osir, that appears, Rashi says, when you cut it, because that's a sign that has blood in it. And of course, the meat yet hasn't been salted. Lo asmik chalye. But if the secretion is entirely white, shari, then it's going to be permissible. Ravina amar afil lo asmik nami. Ravina says, even if the cholye is not red, afilu asmik nami chalye osir, yevsha de lespa shurika de maya dama. There can't be that there isn't a little bit of blood inside of it, that there aren't streaks of blood. Amalei bar ameimar l'ravashi, the son of ameimar said to Ravashi, Abba, my father, migamele gimui, he would drink this fluid and he wasn't worried. Ikodami Ravashi Gufe, or some had the tradition that Ravashi himself, Migamele Gmue, would drink this fluid, this secretion.
Amele Barma Meimar Liravashi. Regards to getting out the blood, Barma Vemar said to Ravashi, Abba, my father Amemar, Hai Cholo de Cholot Bechada Zimna, he would take vinegar and heat it up around the meat one time. Sulo tanile cholutbe, and he didn't need to repeat a second time. The vinegar once, the heated vinegar, would take out the rest of the blood that was caught in the meat. Rashi explains that the vinegar no longer has power a second time. Ask the Gemara, Maishna michala masma dechaltinambe. But if you had weak vinegar, you would use it. So what's wrong with this vinegar the second time? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, over there, Ise, kiua de perebeine. There still is a little bit of the strength of the fruit that was used to make the vinegar. In other words, it has a little bit of its original power, even if it's weak. Hacha, but in the case that was already used, leslikiu de piri be'ene, that part of the fruit of the vinegar is entirely gone, and that is the chemical that really pulls out the blood. Hence, once it's been used once, it can no longer use. Baruch Hashem, I have finished this daf with you at 4:30 in the morning. A Monday in a still dark Ramat Beit Shemesh. Baruch Hashem, there are a few halacha topics that are exciting, which actually came up in the Beis Medrash and in Shilas just yesterday. That Beis Hashem, I hope to record for the daily daf, for the halacha, be as a separate file. This concludes Be'ezer Hashem, Daf Ayin Dalid in Maseches Pesachim. Be'ezer Hashem Yizbarech, the halacha topic from the daily daf, for me today is exciting one, because before I did the daf, there were two issues that came up, one in a shaila and the other in the halachos that I was learning in Yoredeya, that are directly connected to today's daf, and so I figured I would share them with the tzibur. The first issue that comes up from this daf, which someone called me to verify the exact process, which I have to tell you that nowadays in the Beis HaMedrash is not addressed that often, but of course in Shulchan Aruch, and as, like our daf, it's discussed as well as the contemporary poskim discuss, and that is that someone to describe to me that they're aware of people that still do the kashering of liver and other meat on their own, like we learned in our sugya on daf ayin dalid amabez, through the process of tzliya, through the process of roasting. How does one roast meat that has blood inside, which is an iser d'oraisa, with today's technology? Halachos of tzliya are found in Yoredeya in Simen Ayin Gimel, and the process of how to do it today is summarized beautifully in a accessible sefer in Hebrew by Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs, called Hakashrus, and there he describes that even a modern-day grill or broiler, and for that matter, an oven can be used, however, they require the following conditions. Number one, the oven should be heated up well before the liver is placed inside. Number two, at the time of the roasting, one should leave the door of the oven open, because the blood which comes out and the steam, one may be concerned, it's a diun in the poskim, can now go back to prohibit the kaved, the liver, and therefore, if the steam has a way to escape, that would be highly preferable. Rav Vosner in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav Simen Kuv Zayin says one need not be concerned that normally in the time of the Gemara, the heat of the roasting took place underneath, and here, often in the ovens, it comes from above, or the broilers, it comes from above. That one need not be concerned. One does have to be concerned, though, that of course, in the roasting, the meat hangs above the fire. And there can't be a dish, or for that matter, if there is water that is catching the blood that's oozing out, that's touching the meat. Nothing should be touching the meat except for a reshet, a type of net that props it up. But otherwise, we would have the problem, as we saw in our sugya, the problem of bishul from a metal as opposed to the roasting itself. One also has to be careful that the blood falls inside a utensil that's not used for anything else. And again, that utensil should not touch anything. And finally, the oven should be cleaned out afterwards, and the net and the utensil that's used to catch the blood should not be used for anything else. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Mem Gimel Chav Gimel points out that a microwave would not be acceptable because the blood doesn't naturally ooze out like roasting. That Be'ezer Hashem is topic number one for the halacha from the daily daf. Another issue that came out from today's daf is eggs that have blood inside of it. Even though this is, I believe, unheard of today, the Gemara, halfway through Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, suggests that if there is blood, a blood spot, which was common once upon a time in eggs, because the egg was the product of the mating between a chicken and a rooster, and sometimes the egg was taken even before the chick had begun, to grow, but at the same time, there was a little bit of blood inside. That, of course, is a shayla of an iser d'oraisa of eating nevela. And our Gemara describes the dramatic thing of actually roasting out the blood, as we have when it comes to meat, as we discussed in the previous Dvar Halacha. What about today? What's the status of blood spots today? In a seminal tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Yoredeach Simin Lamid Vav, Chelek Aleph, points out that eggs today, tshuva was written almost 70 years ago, although much of the Yesodos apply today, describes that eggs today are not a product of the mating between the chicken and the rooster, and therefore there really fundamentally is no shaila about the blood spot, because a blood spot would not be considered a nevela at all. Rav Moshe says that mi'ikr d'dina, there would be no requirement to be machmir on these eggs if this is the rov of what is done in the Medina. However, because of marisayin, there is a requirement just simply to get rid of the blood spot that is inside. So therefore, if we're talking about a country, according to Rav Moshe, where the majority of the eggs are not from mating, so then in such a case, mi'ikur d'dina, one can be makel and simply get rid of the blood spot because of marisayin. And Rav Moshe points out that even though the pischei tshuva in Simin Samach Vav, Sifkatan Beis, is machmir in such an instance, that was not in a time where there was an overwhelming rov that came from eggs that weren't mated. Rav Moshe therefore concludes that if there would be any real hefsid, one could be makel. However, in a case of where there is no hefsid, so then in such a case, the beitza should be thrown out. Rav Sternbuch, in Shuvas Va'anhagas, Chelek Beis is quite machmir, and he connects the Chassam Sofer's expression that since the Minig Yisrael once upon a time was to be machmir, that one should not rely on roiv. However, it is clear that Rav Moshe Feinstein is not this machmir, and particularly in cases of hefsid and even emotional hefsid, a rav can be makel. There's another important point, and that is that in Simin Samach Vav Siv Gimel, there is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama, even in eggs that are fertilized eggs, as in the time of Chazal. Here the Mechaber writes that one only needs to remove the blood if the blood is found. Where there is blood that is found on the chelbone, the white, so there the Mechaber is makel that all you have to do is remove the blood. However, the Rama says that in general, when we're machmir on blood in an egg, we throw out the entire egg. It could very well be that this distinction, when it's a chumrah of a blood spot, whether one throws out the egg or not, leads to the fact that Chacham Avadya Shlita, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleima, is clearly lenient that in the case of a blood spot that one could simply throw out, particularly in the unfertilized eggs, that like the Mechaber, who's Mekel in the case of fertilized eggs in the white, in this case, certainly as well, all one would have to do is get rid of the blood spot because of marisayin. In contrast to the Rama, who tends to be more machmir, once there is a blood spot in to throw out the entire egg, there will be some Ashkenazim who will follow that stringency, even though Ramashis points out it's not mi'ikur d'dina if the overwhelming majority is from eggs that are not fertilized. The numbers today, as reported here in Israel, is the massive milk company called Tenuva produces eggs. 85% of them are from unfertilized chickens, while 15% are fertilized, and there one can follow the rov. The minig, as quoted by Rabbi Fuchs from Ashkenazim, is to be machmir, to throw out the entire egg, although we saw from Rav Moshe clearly that in any type of hefsid, all one would have to do is get rid of the blood spot. And I throw out to the Beis Medrash that if the blood spot has already disappeared, where there clearly is no marisayin, so then in such a case, it could very well be, then one could be makel, according to Rav Moshe, in the case of hefsid. And for Sfaradim, all one has to do is to get rid of the blood spot. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Dalet.